Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Today is the 4th of July, and celebrations are planned all over the county. One of our busiest communities today will be the little town of Bussey, and along with the parade and fireworks planned, one of the main attractions for the kids is the carnival. Let's go in depth with Kenny Linville, owner of JKL Rides from Oskaloosa. Where did JKL Rides get its start?
Out of Oskaloosa. It's my brother, Jeff, and me, and my dad.
Been in business for a long time?
Well, I've been doing it since I was five, but I've been off and on. I work at Vermeer Manufacturing during the day, and okay. I do this on the weekends.
Well, that sounds like fun.
So, it's busy.
Do you travel all over?
Yeah, mostly the lower south part of Iowa.
And are you booked all summer?
Yep.
How does that work?
We're booked pretty well up. I think he's got a couple spots open, but mostly we're open pretty good.
And so, southern part of Iowa, do you get into Missouri?
Yeah, we go down to Downey, Missouri. Great town. Love it.
Really?
I love Downey, Missouri.
What's so great about it?
They have the rodeo down there, and every time we come down there, we make them expand our area further and further because we bring them a new ride every year. So, they're nice people.
And you've been coming to Bussey for some time now,
I understand. About 10, 12 years, I think.
And pretty what's close. Special about Bussey?
Just the 4th of July. It's close to home, and some of the people are pretty decent. They're all pretty good.
And is that common elsewhere? A wide
oh,
variety
yeah.
of people?
You can get different varieties. Most of the places we go are pretty decent.
And how many people work for you?
I think I got about 22 employees. I got my son, my stepson, my daughter. My grandkids are out here. My wife is in the cook shack or the candy wagon. And a lot of friends and... A lot of people that's been doing it for a lot of years before we did, their parents was into different shows before we opened our shows.
So it sort of goes in the family.
Yeah.
What is it that you enjoy about it?
Oh, I like the people, setting up, watching the kids' faces on the rides. And a lot of it I like just tearing it up, or setting it up, tearing it down, and moving it. That's my biggest deal. I like moving it.
So, you like that? I figured that bringing it down is...
Running them is not my favorite part. They can run a mile, set them up, and tear them down.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kenny Linville, owner of JKL Rides from Oskaloosa, who's in Bussey today with his carnival. Tell people about the kinds of rides and attractions that you have.
We have an octopus. It's a 1948 octopus. It's been around for years.
1948.
Yeah, it's been rebuilt. It's all brand new. I just got a whip last year. It's been in a warehouse for like 6 years. It come from Coney Island, New York. That yellow one over there.
And describe a whip. What's a whip?
It's it goes around in a circle, but as it comes around, it kind of gives you the effect of your sliding sideways. One part of it, it'll go around a circle, but when it comes around, it slides to one side, so it feels like you're going to one side. That's what they call it, a whip.
And how did you get one from Coney Island?
Well, it was in a warehouse in Wapello. The lady that makes our tarps and canvases, her husband used to be into show business really big and heavy. So we went over there to do our tarps, and they said, hey, if you're interested, I've got some rides I'd like to sell you. So I went to this warehouse and looked, and I liked it, so I bought it. And that was last year I bought that one. And the Wizard of Oz, it's a jungle gym. I just got it this year. It's all been airbrushed, and it looks really nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We got the Roll-A-Whirl. It's a barrel that you sit in, and it rocks back and forth, and the outside rolls around you. That's an old one. I got the Mind Winder. It's like a bathtub where you sit and spin, and it flies out pretty good. I got an old merry-go-round. It's a smaller version.
For the little kids.
For the little kids. I'd like to get a bigger one of these days, but... The Ferris wheel, it's a kiddie Ferris wheel. It was brand new in 1971. I'm the second owner of it. When I bought it, it was sitting in the weeds, and I totally rebuilt it from the ground up, sandblasted it, repainted it. And then we got the dozers up here for games. And we got
dozer, what's that?
It pushes coins out to the end. And you put prizes on it, and you put coins in there, and then the dozers push the coins out. And whatever drops down is what you get.
So it's a conveyor belt that drops down prizes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have the tip-up bottle. It's where you got a square box and a tip-up bottle. You stand the bottle up with a string and a rod. You lift it up with the string and the rod. You can't touch the bottle. And if it falls off the block, you lose. But that's the only one that we have that pretty well ain't prize every time.
Okay.
We have the balloon darts, and we have the cork gun. That's a prize every time. We have the color wheel. If you put a quarter on a color, and if you win the color, when they spin the wheel, you win the color, you get the prize. And we have a balloon looks like a castle or a paradise island. And I got a little swing down there, a kiddie swing, that we're doing some things to it, too. I try to repaint everything and make everything look nice, and my state inspector, I make sure I talk to him at least once in the winter and once in the summer, so I can keep updated on everything that has to be changed and new, and because I want everybody to be safe.
You know, and so how do you make that happen?
I call the inspector and talk to him, and they tell me what I can do or what I got to have done or what the new rules and regulations are, and then I make them fit.
But you can't control for everything, can you? A broken bolt, things
no.
like that. That's going to happen.
The last spot, we had the motor go down in the mine winder. And I spent probably 6 hours. I called a couple people that was here in Oskaloosa when I was in Fairfield on Saturday afternoon trying to find a motor. And a friend of mine, he went to my shop down in Oskaloosa and found a motor that I had sitting in the other shop that I forgot about. So he brought it up, and we tried it, and it worked. So we had Fairfield going again within, you know. I mean, the only thing that helped us out there is it was raining, but we still worked in the rain to get it to go.
So safety is first and foremost.
Safety's top on my list, yes.
Doesn't do you any good for anybody to get
nope,
hurt.
It doesn't.
No cutting corners in
nope,
that.
It's not worth it. As long as everybody listens and obeys the rules, everything's fine. You know, it's just like Adventureland. You gotta obey the rules.
Some people not obey the rules.
You'll have a few that try to. You know, little kids are anxious to get out. They instead of sitting until the ride comes to a stop, they'll try to get out. But we just kind of like, hey, you got to stay seated, and you know, and for the most part, we've been pretty lucky.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kenny Linville, owner of JKL Rides from Oskaloosa, who's in Bussey today with his carnival. And so you got a lot of canvas here, too. You got to be stitching and sewing and putting up.
Yeah, most of the time, if it needs sewed or something, like I say, we take it to Wapello. Her name's June, and she does that canvas for us, and she does a really good job.
So how much, on average, does a piece of this carnival equipment cost?
Well, I just paid $15,000 for the Wizard of Oz Jungle Gym this year.
Wow. So, that's a lot of metal, a lot of painting, a lot of design.
Yeah. And it's pretty neat. I liked it. I didn't. The guy that I bought it from kept telling me I was going to buy it, and I kept telling him no because I did some repossessing for him during the winter. I drive truck for him during the winter on my weekends to go down to they're a manufacturer in Shaler, Iowa. Jerry Woodkey and Brian Woodkey, father and son, and we go down and they call us because they're clear up there. They'll call us down here and say, hey, can you go pick this up for us? And so we'll go pick it up. And what they do is they trade different rides for different rides, and they use them to resell. And so when I was bringing this up, he kept telling me I was going to buy this trailer when I got there, and I kept telling him no. And after we got there, he made me a deal, and I brought it home.
Well, what's your most profitable piece of equipment?
The octopus right
now.
The
octopus?
Yes. Octopus, Mind Winder, and the Wizard of Oz right now is the main ones that run good.
And so how much might you, this isn't any of my business, but I'm curious and going to ask, you don't have to answer, but how much money might you make a night on the octopus?
You can run anywhere from 200 to 400 people a night, depends on the night.
Okay, and how many tickets?
Well, that'd be 3 tickets per ride, so that's what, about 1,200 tickets. That's $1,200.
That's so pretty good.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people to pay.
Yeah, I got a lot of people to pay, and my insurance is really, really high. Carnival ride insurance is really, really high.
Like, for example, what do you pay?
I pay $30,000 for 4 months.
For 4 months?
For 4 months, and that's $1 million policy.
Wow. Okay, so you've got lots of expenses, but ultimately worth it.
I think so. I mean, it gives 22 other people a job for at least 4 months. So, you know, that helps them out. I kind of enjoy it. So my wife enjoys it. Kids enjoy it. So that's the best part.
It's a family affair, I see. Your family's all around, and I see other people with kids around.
Yep. This is my brother's, my youngest brother's stepdaughter. And like I said, my kids are here. My stepkids are here. My grandkids are here.
And everybody's working hard.
Yep. Everybody puts a lot of sweat into it.
And so how many people do you think might be in Bussey on the 4th of July?
That I don't know. This place gets packed and it stays going.
Does it? You can't keep track of it?
I don't keep track of it, no. I don't try to.
Hundreds, thousands?
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah. And then it's during the parade, and after the parade we get hit pretty hard for about 4 or 5 hours.
So it's a good town. People have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So fun for the entire family.
Yeah, and I think they got bands and stuff going down at the center of the park there, and I think the fire department has a deal going on for lunches or something, a cooked thing, and so yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Well, people come from all over.
Oh yeah, Bussy's been doing this for I don't know how many years. You know,
it's on the welcome sign saying,
yeah,
so, one of the best 4th of July's in the state.
And it is. It slows down once in a while, but you know. Every town does, if it's raining or if it gets bad. But for the best part, it's pretty good.
Now, is your business affected by the economy?
A little bit, yeah. But in a way, it kind of helps. People are staying home more because of the fuel prices and stuff. So they're coming out here, spending money here instead of traveling. So that kind of helps.
So when the economy's bad, it's better for you, or just it's just good all the time?
I don't know. It's not really good or bad. It's just if they're staying home, they're usually coming here. You know, they're not traveling out of state or something. But, I mean, it's usually about the same. It doesn't really get that bad. It might be a couple $1,000s either way here or there. But other than that, it's pretty good.
And so the best part about the business?
The kids. All the kids coming out, riding rides.
Do you get kids coming and say, I want to run away on the carnival?
I have had, yeah. I've had kids, I've had teenagers, and we've had older people that like to, but you know how that goes.
What do you tell them?
No, you have to be at least 18.
So come back when you're 18?
Yep.
How about older people?
Well, if they're willing to help and work, then they want to travel, hey, we hire them, if it's workable.
Well, you've got a lot of work to do yet today. I'll let you go.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You all have a nice day.
Thanks to Kenny Linville for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.